All right, folks, welcome back to the latest Mountain West Wire podcast. It's a little, I guess, a mini episode, we'll call it. Check us out, mwire.com. If you're listening, you know where to find us. Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn, all the great stuff on the where you can get your good podcasts. We haven't done this in a while. We're doing a preview, not an off-season preview, because the season is here, week zero. Even though ESPN doesn't care about it, we know it's here. It's coming up this weekend. So we're going to chat New Mexico State football. They take on Wyoming this weekend down in Las Cruces. And we'll just get to it. We are bringing on, from UnderdogDynasty.com, we have adopted Aggie, who covers everything. Aggies, I guess. That makes sense. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be able to talk football again.
That'll be fun. This is back-to-back Mountain West games for you, because they played Utah State last year in the bowl game where the Mountain West Aggies would like to have a new kicker back to make some extra field goals, even though their kicker's really good. That's pretty unfortunate, but it happens, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just fate. I don't know. The drought and everything, that's the only way I can explain it.
What was it, like 50, 55 years just about?
57.
57. Are they doing anything? Because this game's out in New Mexico State. It's on the road for Wyoming. Are they doing anything special for the game?
They're going all out.
They should, right?
Yeah. Huge tailgate being put on by a company down there. They're giving out T-shirts that say New Mexico State versus everyone, which is kind of their new slogan now that they're independent. The attorney general of the state actually bet the Wyoming attorney general. They wagered like chili for chili. So if New Mexico State wins, I believe he's going to send, so the New Mexico attorney general is going to send some chili and pistachios to Wyoming. Or, no, I actually got that mixed up. If New Mexico State loses, he's going to send that to Wyoming. If Wyoming loses, he has to send the New Mexico guy some chocolate and some, I think, chug water chili.
Yeah, I just came across this. I want to chat about it. Does Wyoming really have signature chocolate? I'm curious. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I guess it does.
Well, I guess I'm going to do some research, because I was looking around for the – because the quarterback has just been named for the Aggies there. And I'm like, came across this. I'm like, what is this? Because usually this stuff is the big-time governor bet or Super Bowl-type mayor bet, which is fun and cheesy. But they have the official write-up. I guess it's a declaration of some sort. So there's a lot writing on this game, not just who's going to win, but who's going to get chili, green chili. I guess, is it chili and chili? I don't know, whatever. There's food on the line, which food is always amazing, right?
Yeah, no matter where it's from.
Well, okay, that's fine. No kidding. There's some bad food out there, I'll just say that. There's some poor food choices. But so with this game, let's kind of get down to it here. We got food on the line. First time ESPN2 has been down there in, what, a decade at least, I believe?
Yeah. Yep, 2007 was the last time.
2007, so it's a pretty big deal. Plus, it's like the only college football game on, because when you look at the whole schedule, I believe the only other, I guess, FBS game is you have Colorado State, Wyoming, but that's a couple hours earlier. So this will have the night to itself. There's no NFL. Who care? Do you care about Major League Baseball? Are you?
Not at this point. My Good. Team's out of it. So
no, I say anytime it's fine. So it's all to itself. So it should be some decent people watching this game. So what should people know about the New Mexico State team? We did a preview going through each team. Because they also play, they play Utah State again, right, this year? Is that correct?
Yep, actually, two of their first three games are against the Mountain West.
That's right.
So they play at, or home versus Wyoming, then they go to Minnesota, and then they play at Utah State.
Okay, that's right. I remember something like that. So we've chatted about New Mexico State a little bit, but we do our previews, like our Utah State and Wyoming previews were a while ago. And we do know there's a new quarterback, new running back, a lot of new players on this team taking over for the offense. So let's start with the QB since it's just announced. So who's going to be their starting quarterback this weekend?
Matt Romero was just named yesterday. He was a JUCO player at Palomar College out in California. He's very athletic. He only got one FBS offer, so look at it how you want to, I guess. But he's using that as motivation to kind of prove – the coaching staff, right? He's from the way Doug Martin, the head coach, has been talking, sounds like he's fairly similar in talent to senior Nick Gianti, who is a senior. He played last year for a couple games, but he's just a lot better at making big plays happen, especially with his feet, which is why he got the starting nod for Saturday.
Hey, remember, Josh Allen had one FBS offer too, and he's a top 10 pick. Just saying.
Yeah.
There's a, you never know. People change and grow and do all sorts of things. So with the offense, because like I mentioned, Larry Rose is gone, Jaleel Scott's the NFL. What are we, like, who's going to take those spots as well? Because New Mexico State, I know they have the bull tie-in or backup tie-in, I guess, with the Arizona Bull. What we saw what they did versus Utah State last year, at least I did, and a few people who are listening to this who are familiar a bit. What is expected of those spots? Like, who's going to step up and replace those positions?
Well, a lot of, you know, experienced but smaller receivers are going to be out there. You know, there's Jonathan Boone. There's all kinds of guys. I think five of the top seven return for receivers on the team. And then they also added in some really tall JUCO guys, one of which actually broke his collarbone, so he'll be out for a while. But there's another, I can't think of his name at the moment, but he's 6'4". And the guy who got hurt is 6'3". But they'll kind of take over that Jaleel Scott role. Jason Huntley will be the running back. I expect him to get quite a bit of action. He's really speedy. Good out of the backfield, receiving, running, kick return. So, you know, I expect a lot of, you know, short throws maybe just at the beginning to get Romero kind of, you know, used to things. But I expect to see a lot of Huntley Saturday as well.
So let me ask you this then, because Swami defense is really good, or supposed to be really good. They have, like, Andrew Wingard, DB's been on a couple, like AP All-American second team, a few other second team All-Americans. They have guys like Logan Wilson, Carl Granderson. They have really good defense. So this offense for New Mexico State is pretty good last year, but we already mentioned a few players they've missed or not going to have back. What could be done? Like, both defenses are actually good. Because do you remember, I think Pro Football Focus did something to basically hyping the New Mexico State defense, saying they have a bunch of NFL guys on that side of the ball. But sticking with Wyoming real quick, is that what they're playing? A lot of running, short passes, and then just try to take, because there aren't many weaknesses to this Wyoming defense, as far as I can tell. There are some, obviously. They're good, but they're there. Is that their plan, just to run the ball and then hopefully that opens things up to get other players involved with, like I said, new quarterback, some newish receivers back out there? Is that kind of the overall plan?
I guess that's my opinion. Coach Martin really hasn't suggested what their plan is going to be. I know facing a bowl type team, a bowl coach team, they're going to have a good defense no matter what. But, you know, New Mexico State, their offensive line is returning a lot of guys. You know, we have at least one player with NFL size and potential.
Well, so, you mean, excuse me, Sage Doxter, who's 6'7", like 340? Huge, yep. Come on. How are you going to, yeah. That's beefy. Yeah, if assuming these are the guys I see here, a couple guys, everybody's over 300 pounds, looks like.
That's, yeah, they're big.
That's a, for a, not, we know how it is for some of these other non-power teams to get a line that large. That's a, sort of rare, but that's going to be a lot of guys pushing around.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have their hands full for sure. It's going to be a good test, but, you know, I think the crowd and everything, the atmosphere, you know, they're going to be up for it.
Yeah, because they got, I think, four star. Is there, am I correct on this? Four starters back from that line last year?
Correct.
Looks like. So it's, whew, should be a big deal. That's, is this going to be a low scoring game? Because the over under, I think, what, New Mexico State, so what, 3.5 point underdog, which is better for them because it was like 5.5 recently, a couple weeks ago. But the over under, I think, is like 47 points. Is who, I, my opinion, is it going to be like first to 20 to win this game? First to maybe 15?
Yeah, I was honestly actually just writing my preview, and my prediction was just about that. I think it's going to be a like 14 to 10 game. It's going to be a nail biter for sure.
Yeah, it looks like now it's down to 45. So, okay. 25-20 seems too many points, right? If that's the final outcome somehow, 23-22.
I would be surprised if they scored, if anyone scores 20, really.
Well, because also, Wyoming's offense isn't very good. Like, even with Josh Allen last year, he wasn't great. They have a new quarterback themselves, like with Tyler Vanderwall, new running backs. Well, I guess running backs weren't good last year. They have some returning talent, but it wasn't good last year. And so I remember watching a game they played Colorado State a snow game, like 13-10. They lost to San Jose State last year, which, whew, can't do that. So it's like, with this, so the offense, it'll be, I know New Mexico State, it'll be a little rebuilding because of so many players gone, but that Pro Football Focus thing I saw a while ago, I don't know if you saw it, but they mentioned like multiple NFL guys on defense. Do you think that's the case? Like, will this defense, is this defense really that good?
Yeah, I believe it. Even Phil Steele, you know, in his magazine, he lists five or six different guys who are, you know, the top draft eligible players at their position. And, you know, they have a lot of experience. There's a lot of depth. And they brought in a lot of good players as well. You know, some Power Five guys who, you know, didn't really work out there. So they came here through the JUCO route. You know, we got Javon Ferguson, Roy Lopez, Ron LaForce, just to name a few. Those guys just kind of burst onto the scene last year. Terrell Hanks as well. He's a captain. He had over 100 tackles last year. Shamad Lomax, he had 5 interceptions last year. He's coming back. You know, there's a lot of talent. And, you know, with last year, they know what they can do and what they can accomplish. So, I mean, the sky is really the limit. They've improved every year under Coach Martin, and I think that's just going to continue.
So you're assuming, beyond this game a little bit, like, should be bowl eligible this year? You think in that range?
I think, I don't want to say that's the overall expectation, but I think that's what everyone is thinking. Everyone is thinking, yeah, well, 6 wins again.
Okay, it's a possibility. Like, looking at who they play, I know they have the interesting Liberty matchup, home and home.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. A lot of websites have been reporting that, you know, weird facts about the 2018 schedule, but it used to be a pretty common thing, and, you know, no one really does it anymore. It should be interesting.
Yeah, and, like, looking at the play, like, I know their independence will be interesting, but we'll get to that in a second. I don't want to go too far ahead. So, with this game, because, like I said, we're going to keep this, for most people listening to this, not our extremely long show, so we're going to do kind of a mini thing here. So, like, what would be the reason, if you were to say, give me a couple reasons why New Mexico State would win this game, what would they be?
Well, the biggest reason, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, atmosphere and energy. I think that's a great motivator for especially young athletes coming off a big season. You know, they're getting this mentality ingrained in them, you know, us versus everyone. You know, they want to come out and make a statement. They want to come out and play their best and beat a really good team from a conference that, you know, a lot of fans think has kind of snubbed the Aggies for a long time. You know, we would love to be a part of the Mountain West. So I think the coaching staff is going to kind of hone in on that energy and really try and bring as much out of the guys as they can. You know, and then the defense as well. You know, home game, it's going to be,
it's like open. I said, it's crazy. It's the opener. Is it going to be a sellout? Is that probably the case, do you think?
It's sounding like it. They're giving away a bunch of tickets. They're selling a bunch, you know, to alumni. And I think if not a sellout, it should be pretty full, at least 3/4 of the way full, which is a lot. It's, you know, it's not a tiny stadium. The defense as well, getting back to another reason, you know, they're just so solid. They have a lot of depth, and they attack you from every which way. They set a program record last year with 43 sacks, you know, with a new quarterback, some new running backs who might not pick up blitzes as well. You know, I think that's going to be a big factor. And if those can lead to a turnover here or there, especially in a defensive game, you know, that could be the game-deciding play right there.
Okay, let me ask you this. The other side, what would be, say, a reason they may not be able to get a victory?
You know, turnovers. I think that's really going to be a key to this game. They're not the best team at kicking extra points either. Uh-oh. So if it is a close game, you know, they've had some struggles with that last year and the year before. If it ends up being, you know, 13-14, they need an extra point to, you know, tie or to go overtime or whatever. That's one thing I'm nervous about. You know, a new quarterback always gets me a little on edge as well. He could make a mistake, you know, good defense, Andrew Wingard, you never know, could return it for a touchdown. There's just so many reasons why it could go wrong. I try not to think too negatively.
I hear you. I'm just saying, just trying to figure out what, you know what I'm getting at. That happens. And you're right, turnover is a big deal. Wyoming, extremely good last year, plus 24, led the country in like turnovers per game, essentially. And I think, and margin as well by a good number. So protect the ball, right? That's what you got to say. Don't fumble. Don't intercept. And you're right. Scores too. Wingard can return turnovers for touchdowns. Logan Wilson's done that a couple of times. I remember I played last year. Maybe it was last year or the year before. I don't remember who Wyoming was playing. Maybe it was Boise State, I think. But Carl Granderson, defensive end, basically busted the backfield untouched. It looked like he took the handoff from the opposing quarterback and ran it back for a touchdown. And so those are some tough plays. But this will be... Okay, on the excitement level, besides it being week one, or I guess week zero, whatever you want to call it, the opening weekend, probably not a point. It's people are gonna be excited. Is there a point in the game? Because I'm hoping this doesn't happen where it's like 6-3 and we're bored with this game. Can that not happen? Can we put any guarantee on that at all? Either of us.
Speaking for myself, I don't think there's anything other than a blowout not going the Aggies way that would make me not excited. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, and you know, they play another game the 5 days later, which I'm not anticipating too much out of. Yeah, a road game too, and so I'm all in on this game. Opening weekend can't get any better.
As we should be. I'm just wondering, like, I just don't want that to happen. If it's a low scoring game, I'm fine with it. I just don't want bad football, like overly bad football. It's like stuff happens, but we'll see. So what's your I want to ask you some other Mountain West stuff here in a second, but what's your prediction in this game? Would you care to give that out now, or how do you think this game's going to play out?
I think it's going to be a close game. I'll just say I think it'll be decided by 4 points or less. That's my prediction.
Okay. You want to say which team? Or I assume you're going to Mexico State, obviously.
I'll leave listeners in suspense, I guess.
Leave them in suspense. I mean, you got to check out your stuff at Underdog Dynasty. So we'll do that. I'm kind of with you because, like, win probability, it's basically a coin flip. Wyoming is a slight favorite. I will probably say, no surprise, but Wyoming. But it's not like it's any guarantee because the offense was just so bad. New Mexico State, they have a proven defense, which will be good. Their offense, despite losing players or bringing in JUCO guy, still has experience at a higher level than high school. They have an edge that area. I don't know, this defense for Wyoming is so good. So I'm with you where it's going to be basically a toss up 3-7 point victory either way. I'll probably lead in Wyoming, but I'm not like going to go out and guarantee a victory and then green chili is going to be flowing into Laramie for a week. I'm just saying it'll be a close one. I think it should be. People should watch this game not just because it's opening weekend, but it should be a really good defensive game that typically these two teams aren't going to get the spotlight ever again, except for maybe a bowl game.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, if you truly love college football, which a lot of people say they are, I mean, why not watch this game?
Prove
Saturday
it to us,
night?
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So one last thing real quick, because you have New Mexico State here chatting with you about the Aggies. They do play Utah State. They do play New Mexico. Like we mentioned, maybe bowl possibility. I think that's a real chance because – heck, even going to Minnesota, they're starting like a walk-on true freshman quarterback. Go out and win that game. Why not? Right?
Yeah. I mean, the last time they went there, they won. And, you know, yeah, new quarterback.
Like in the schedule, like looking through, like New Mexico State's favored in probably every game but like four.
Yeah, but, and like, they actually play a FCS team this year for once. You know, the Liberty, they could win that game twice. There's three wins right there.
New Mexico, I don't see why not. That's they're transitioning at UTEP. They're probably one of the worst teams in college football. Lafayette's not that good. It's like, yeah, the schedule's not extremely difficult, but who cares? Get 8-9 wins. You're an independent. There's stuff going on. You got to get victories and move on from there and hope things keep turning up, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think the AD, Mario Mocha, he's done a great job putting together the schedule and should be a really fun season.
All right, so let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So I will ask you this, I guess, one last thing. During Mountain West Media Days, Craig Thompson's kind of alluded to we're not done with it. We're done with expansion, but not really done. Is New Mexico State, would they prefer to be in? I know conference would be better, but would the Mountain West be like their best fit if they're going to get there for either all sports or just football or one or the other? Like, is that where they want to be at?
I would say definitely. You know, the way they're scheduling football games in the future, they're starting to add more and more Mountain West teams. You know, San Diego State, Hawaii, you know, Utah State.
Yeah, for
you know,
they already. Year.
Yeah, they already play New Mexico every year. Mm-hmm. You know, all the, you know, the Mountain region or the Mountain Division is, you know, right in line with New Mexico State. So it would just be a natural fit. They wouldn't have to spend too much on travel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it would give them a nice springboard into some better conferences, some better exposure, some TV money. So I definitely think that's where they want to be.
So, yeah, because I'm looking real quick. They got Fresno. You mentioned San Diego State, New Mexico every year, Hawaii, San Jose State, Utah State a couple times. It would be interesting, but because I apologize for being ignorant, but for other sports, you're still in the Sun Belt, right? Or is it Big Sky?
We're not.
I forget.
We're in the
WAC. Duh, what am I thinking? Jeez. I should know that because I used to work for something with UVU basketball. I'm like, I should know that. They play them all the time. The Wolverines. Jeez. Ah, jeez. I apologize for all the Aggies fan listings. I blew that one royally.
That's all right.
I knew football Sun Belt for sure. I knew that. But what would, like, I know the Lobos don't want Aggies probably in the conference, which, whatever. It's politics. That's dumb. But I'm thinking, like, for basketball, there's a 12th spot. Besides Craig Thompson screwing everything up, not getting Wichita State or Gonzaga, getting New Mexico State, even for if football's not included for whatever reason, still go for it. They're still a good basketball team.
Yeah, and, you know, they have a great following in basketball. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they hold promotions all the time. They sell out almost every time. You know, a New Mexico State Mountain West game, that would be huge. You know, that would be definitely TV-worthy matchup. You'd have a monopoly on the whole state, you know, some of Arizona, some of Texas too. Mm-hmm. Why not do it?
I think, because I know they said no a while ago, and I get it. New Mexico State football was pretty bad for a couple years when they're looking around all those big changes. But they've improved on that. Doug Martin's a good coach. They've gotten bowl victory last year. I don't know. It's part of it. If there's going to be any more addition, I get it. 13's weird. 14 would be nice, and who knows if that's UTEP or some combination, like somehow get BYU or something there. But I think it's fine. It's like people need to go over themselves. If it's just for basketball, I'm fine because 12 is nice, better than 11. Getting to 13 is tricky, but it's not like there's going to be a drag on the conference overall like San Jose State is at the moment. Or it's cyclical, right? I know New Mexico State hasn't been amazing overall, but they've turned it on the past couple year or two to be above average, I'd say. So
yeah, exactly. And even in the smaller sports, you know, they're really good in baseball. They're really good in softball. They made the NCAA tournament, both those sports this year. You know, soccer, they're always decent. Tennis, you know, all these other smaller sports that don't get a lot of attention, you know, they're still pretty solid in. And why not? You know, location's there. Football team is on the upswing. Mm-hmm. Basketball team is doing great.
Yeah, a new coach as well, still doing well after those amenities. So.
Yeah, and they're pouring money into the football program. So, you know, now's the time if they want to do it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens down the road. But anything else about this football game you want to mention to everybody before we wrap this thing up?
All I got to say is go Aggies.
All right. I guess go New Mexico State Aggies. So, again, check out on Twitter, as I close my Twitter page here, I'm embarrassed for this, but Adopted Aggie on Twitter. Give him a follow. Also, UnderdogDynasty.com for not just New Mexico State stuff. Even though there's a New Mexico State page, I've been reading through because you've been doing basically a position preview over every position looks like going back to the past month it's been loaded. So I'll tweet that specific link out. So check out that site. Check out New Mexico State because, hey, two more games on the schedule. Utah State and New Mexico. You got to know who you're playing against, guys. So thank you again for hopping on, and we'll see what happens on Saturday night.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a fun time. Great to talk football again.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Again, check us out at MWR.com, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you can find your podcast, and we'll see you next time, folks.